Harvest time in California's wine country is known as crush, and it once was a time of great expectations. But for the second year in a row, the wine grape harvest is down, way down. Prices for premium grapes, Chardonnay and Merlot, have hit all-time highs as wineries attempt to outbid each other for a limited supply. Retail prices for wines are rising, and several California wineries have resorted to importing foreign wines to make up for the shortfall. From member station KQED, Ansel Martinez reports.
Winery consultant Helen Turley steps into a vineyard of Chardonnay grapes in the fertile Sonoma Valley. She brushes back the green leaves and points to some withered-looking grapes on an otherwise healthy cluster.
That is the result of these intense heat spikes that we had in July and August, and they just sort of started shriveling, and I mean, that's how you make a raisin anyway. You know, you just dry it in the sun. So look on the other side, you can see it's still quite bright green.
These bright green grapes are the signature of fully ripe Chardonnay, but this cluster is tainted and cannot be made into premium wine. In addition to high summertime temperatures, early rains along coastal valleys resulted in poor pollination and shatter, a condition in which the young fruit doesn't grow well, and the bunches have a third fewer grapes than in a good year. These problems are typical on the coast, and even in portions of the state's Central Valley, just part of the troubles facing grape growers.
Go ahead, Gary.
On that first load of Quintessa Merlot, we got 23.2.
Let's go ahead and stay with it, Gary, because it's at 23.2 now, and it was 40 degrees this morning, and by the time they finish the block, it's going to be a lot warmer. I think we're in good shape and the flavors are good.
Alan Tencher is the winemaker for Napa Valley's Franciscan
Thanks
Estates.
Up,
Tencher says this year's harvest is down, not only due to the weather, but also because of a recent outbreak of phylloxera, a vineyard disease which has forced replanting of tens of thousands of acres in Napa and Sonoma. The new vines need up to 4 years before they can produce top quality fruit. Tencher surveys the terraced rows of Merlot grapes as pickers toss the bunches into crates. The prices of these grapes today are in sharp contrast to 5 years ago.
Grape prices then were not very high. Grape prices, $1,000 a ton for Merlot. Right now, you can easily get $2,000 a ton for Merlot in the North Coast, if you can even get it, and that's the real issue.
Lest wine lovers be alarmed, the short harvest will not damage wine quality. In fact, Tencher and other winemakers say 1996 will be an excellent vintage when it's released in 2 years. Tencher squishes a few burgundy-colored grapes between his thumb and forefinger.
As we examine the berry itself, we look for color in the seeds. If the seeds are brown, that's a good sign that the tannins that will come from those seeds and go into the wine will be mature. Tannins, relatively soft tannins on the palate, as opposed to green or aggressive tannins. Look at how black that berry is right there, the skin. It's a very good sign for wine quality.
From this clay-like soil on the valley floor, the harvested grapes will be trucked to a winery, pressed by the ton, and aged in oak barrels. This region produces California's best wines, and American consumers are spending more than they ever have before to buy them. But most wineries will not be able to meet production goals this year and must postpone business expansion plans. According to Vic Motto, an attorney in Napa Valley who provides financial advice to vintners, after last year's small harvest, his clients were hoping for a big crop this year.
The real problem is that we have a shortage in supply combined with an increased demand that we can't meet. We would have difficulty meeting the demand with a normal supply. So the short supply comes at a very difficult time. It's a double-edged problem.
So California wineries are doing what was unthinkable 2 years ago, importing wines from abroad to keep up with orders placed by distributors from Chicago, New York, and elsewhere. Ernest and Julio Gallo, Fetzer, and others have begun to import bulk wines from France, Chile, and Argentina. Again, Vic Motto.
It is ironic that we would go abroad for wine because the foreign wines were the competition 10 years ago, and now they're the salvation of our short supply.
A few eyebrows were raised when the Robert Mondavi Winery announced it would import inexpensive wines from France and sell them under its second-tier label. Mondavi has done more than any single producer to raise the reputation of California wines. Industry analysts say, in light of the back-to-back shortages, over the next few years, foreign wines will go from 15% of the American market to more than 20%. Tim Mondavi, the company's chief winemaker, puts his best spin on the decision to import.
Generally speaking, the cost of some of the wines of California will increase. I also believe that the focus on quality will continue to be emphasized by producers, but I also believe that there will be broader choices as people like us bring wines from that are well selected from regions like Chile, Italy, and the Languedoc region of France.
Mondavi says the company will clearly label such wines as foreign, but he hopes consumers, like these gathered at the Gloria Ferrer Winery, will be faithful to California over the long run. The winery's tasting room has wide-open vistas of perfectly lined vineyards below and oak-studded hills in the distance. Surrounding ever-smiling servers are consumers, like Vicky LaMalba of Miami, who says she enjoys a good wine as much as a good bargain.
I usually like to stay within a $10 range on a bottle. I find that you can find some pretty decent wines anywhere from $7 to $10, $12 a bottle. Chardonnays, Cabernets.
Such opinions create a dilemma for California wineries. If they increase their prices too much, and they'll be tempted to do so, they could alienate loyal customers. Something like that happened years ago when French Bordeaux wines became too pricey, and California vintners decided to match them in quality and underprice them at the same time. Now it's the Californians who must be on guard. For National Public Radio, I'm Ansel Martinez reporting.
The Royal Cuvée is an 88 vintage with a blend of 60% Pinot Noir, 40% Chardonnay, 6 years in the bottle.